as we engage the Lord together. So if we would just take these next moments and lift up our prayers of intercession for others to have this gratitude in their heart, that they would know our King Jesus, that they would know the salvation that has been purchased by him. So as you are led, each of us together in unison, would you lift up prayers of intercession for the lost around? Jesus, you said that if you were lifted up, that you would draw all people to yourselves, to yourself. And so as you were lifted up on that cross, you made a way for salvation, because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever would believe and repent and believe in him would have life everlasting. And so for our own community, for our families, for our friends, our neighbors, our city, our state, our nation, the nations, we pray for salvation to come, that there would be many, many, many more, even in this coming Advent season, who would have encounters with the risen Jesus, the Savior of the world. That there would be many more who would have gratitude in their hearts, who would have a reason to rejoice in the Lord always, who would have reason to pray continually, who would have reason to give thanks in all circumstances because they have met the Savior. And so we do intercede. Even as we have lifted these prayers up, we thank you that you hear and that you move in response. And so Jesus, by your Spirit, would you bring salvation? Would you bring salvation to those who have yet to know you? Receive our gratitude as we continue to lift this song of praise and worship to you.
So come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. So you've got a lion inside of those lungs, get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. So you've got a lion inside of those lungs, get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. So you've got a lion inside of those lungs, get up and praise the Lord.
So rejoice in the Lord always. Pray continually without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God for each of you individually, but for us as the people of God. If you hear these things and wonder, I'm not quite sure about who this Jesus is, not sure if I know this Jesus, but I'd like to understand him a little more. I'd love to talk with you more about this one who has come, that we might have life to the full in this life and for eternity. So may the Lord bless you as we walk through these holidays, Thanksgiving, Advent, New Year's. May the Lord bless you as you rejoice in him, as you pray, and as you give thanks. May you encounter him afresh, and may there be greater gratitude in your heart, for he is good. Go in his peace this day. Amen.
Nice job.